Information Minister Dora Kunyele said the U.S. action is unfair, describing the incident as one of for which the rest of the nation should not be punished. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, 23, had been charged with trying to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight with almost 300 people on board. He joined that flight in Amsterdam from a KLM flight from Lagos. The would-be bomber has told U.S. investigators he received training and instructions from Al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen. Abdulmutallab was educated in Togo before studying engineering at University College London and had lived outside Nigeria for some time. Akunyele says the young Nigerian may have been influenced negatively during his stay abroad.
He was influenced to do what he tried to do outside the shores of this country. Before he left this country, he was a well-behaved boy. He is from a very respected family with a good upbringing and got influenced outside the shores of this country.
The U.S. Transportation Security Administration included Nigeria alongside Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen on a list of countries whose passengers will face enhanced screening on arrival at U.S. airports. The techniques include body scans, pat-downs, and a thorough search of carry-on luggage. The Nigerian government has ordered a full investigation into the Christmas Day bomb plot. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.